Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're reading from Revelation chapters 7 through 11 and Acts chapters 27 and 28. So that's Revelation 7 through 11 and Acts chapters 27 and 28. Good morning to you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If it's evening where you are, good evening. I praise God for each and every one of you and this endeavor, this series, amen, that we're embarking upon. Amen. As the season gets more and more busy, it's been harder to get on the broadcast, but I'm here. Amen. And we're making up some time and giving glory to God for the opportunity to even come forward. Amen. God has been a good God. Amen. He's been blessing throughout all of our days. Amen. He's up. He's upseating and upsetting the kingdom of the enemy, because where he thought he had put in place something that was totally going to annihilate you, God has brought it forth. Amen, and turned it around and turned it upside down and inside out and caused it to bless you instead. And yes, you had to go through some days of sorrow. Yes, it was uncomfortable, but God is turning it around, amen, so that it ends up being for your good rather than for your demise. I give glory and honor to the Lord because he is our hero on today. He turns things upside down. Amen, that were supposed to jab us in the heart and kill us altogether. I praise God. Amen. He has a plan for each and every one of us, a hope for each and every one of us. And it is not to harm us, but it is for our good and for our future. Amen. He is moving things around. He's removing people. He's adding people. He's removing things and adding things. He's adjusting things. He's repositioning things. He's, glory to God, moving things about so that we will be in position to receive the blessing that we were intended to receive. Amen. All of us were always intended to be in right relationship with the Lord. We were always intended to be in fellowship with God. Always. That was always his intent, that we be in fellowship with him. Amen. But the enemy came in and he tricked Eve, and Adam was tricked also, and they turned from the plan of God, amen, to the plan of the enemy, which is always destruction. That's always his plan for us. Scripture tells us he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Another portion says that he comes to sift us as wheat. He wants to annihilate our future, but Jesus came forth to give us back that the devil had taken away, tried to steal right out of the palm of our hands. He came that all those things would be rediscovered and replaced and restored, regenerated and revived again in each and every one of us. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Because he is God and there is nothing like salvation in Jesus. There's nothing like walking in life and knowing that it's really life. It's not a substitute. It's not a counterfeit. It's not a deception. This is what living is when you know Jesus and you are able to walk through life. Amen. Walk through this life with him, amen, you will know what living truly is, because he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And no, it's not always easy. And yes, we will hit some bad times and some good times and some upheavals, amen, but that's a result of sin. It's the result of death being in place. It's the result of that trickster of the enemy from the beginning who had tricked Adam and Eve, but Jesus came that we might have life. So he has given us a way, amen, to go forth through this life and through all of its ups and downs, amen, with, glory to God, victory, amen, always victorious, And like I said, it doesn't always look good. It doesn't always feel good. But in the end, amen, all things work together for good. All things. Not one of those things that we have ever been through is working for our bad. It's not that love the Lord. To them that are called according to his purpose. And the Lord has called you. He has called me, amen, to a higher place. Amen, to a higher way of thinking, to a higher realm. He is calling us into his presence. Amen, and we give glory and honor to the Lord today. Amen, because he is moving on our behalf, and we thank him, we thank him, we thank him. Amen, let's pray. Amen, let me announce the scriptures one more time before we go into prayer. We're reading from Revelation chapter 7 through 11 and Acts 27 and 28. God bless you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, health, and for strength. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for blessing and keeping each and every one of us, moving us even right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, destroy, Lord God, every remnant of the enemy off of our lives, Lord, out of the atmosphere. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you move right now, Lord God, through every particle of the atmosphere that is around us, through every cell in our body, Lord God, from the minutest to the largest, Lord God. Move right now in it all, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, every ancient evil out of its place, Lord God, because this is not its place. It cannot dwell here because this place is reserved for the Spirit of God Almighty, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord, for the movement of your Spirit. Even right now, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for breakout. We thank you, Lord God, that every sorrow and every pain, Lord God, is being encapsulated by your Spirit, Lord God, and removed from among us even right now. Oh, God, we give you glory that as we go through, Lord God, you are with us. Lord God, as we walk through the shadow, through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us through it all. You are with us through every avenue. You're with us through every storm. You're with us through every rocky place. You're with us through every distress. You're with us through it all. Oh, Lord God, and we honor you this morning, Jesus. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And we give you honor, Lord God, for all things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the God of my salvation. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Blessed be our deliverer this morning. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we praise you for deliverance. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness toward each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have a place in your heart that nobody can pluck us from. We thank you, Lord, that nobody, no demon in hell, no power, no principality, no dominion can pluck us out of the hand of God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace this morning. You are God and God alone. There is no other. You are the true and the living God. You are our strength today, our provider, our keeper, our help in the time of trouble, our present help, Lord God, you are. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. You are our provider, our great shepherd. Lord God, you lead us and you guide us. And when we go astray, you realign us with our purpose and with our place. You reposition us back in line, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for loving me like that, for loving each and every one of us like that. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory and I give you praise this morning. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, bless, Lord God, each and every listener today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your presence like never before. Let them feel an urgency in their spirit to speak, Lord God, to come, Lord God, to allow the realignment and the repositioning
positioning of your spirit. Move, oh God, every obstacle from the way and destroy every ancient evil that has come against their purpose and destiny right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, the devil has plans. Yes, he has a diabolical assignment, but he cannot, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment of the enemy over every life, Lord God, that is hearing my voice right now in the name of Jesus. Every diabolical, amen, spirit, entity, dominion, kingdom, amen, every power, Lord God, that is not of you, Lord God, let it now be abolished. Let it be burnt up by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the blood of Jesus cover us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in every person, Lord God, that's allowed themselves to be used by the enemy, Lord God, I'm asking that you cover them too, Lord God, and cause them to come to a place of repentance. Lord, let them see that they've been used like a puppet master uses a puppet, Lord God, to bring forth a play, Lord God, to bring forth, Lord God, his own end. Oh, but God, you have a special place for each and every one of us, and not any, Lord God, do you want to receive an evil end, Lord, but you have designed us for a good end, oh Lord, and we're receiving everything that you have for us this morning. Open us up wide, Lord Jesus, open us up wide to your spirit, Lord God, to that we did not understand and could not see. Open us up to it, Lord. Oh, Lord, even if we rejected it, not knowing, not realizing that it was you all along, Lord God, open our eyes that we see, Lord. We want everything that you have for us, Lord God, everything, all of it. Even if it's scary, we want it, Lord God, because it's from you. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord, everything that is not like you out of the way, out of our path, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and help us, Lord. Help us to see those things that you set in the path that we are to pick up, and those things that are in the path that we are to leave lying on the ground. Help us to see and to know. Give us knowledge and wisdom today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give us understanding as we read your word, Lord. Let us read and understand and hear the words of prophecy, Lord God, and the words of history. As we read, Lord God, these things, Lord God, speak to our minds and to our spirits, speak to our hearts, oh God, and help us to understand what your will is for each and every one of us. Move, oh God, in us, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, some things we need to understand, some things we don't, some things, Lord God, we need you, Lord God, to usher us through, Lord, all things, actually. We need you to usher us through. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to receive our daily bread, our daily sustenance from your spirit, Lord God. Every day we need to eat. Every day we need your presence. Every day we need you to move. Every day we need to come closer. Every day, Jesus, help us to receive our daily bread, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Some meat, Lord God, is tougher than others to chew. Lord God, let our teeth, Lord God, be sharpened, Lord God, by your word, that we be able to chew, Lord God, and digest the meat of the word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord Jesus. We bless your name this morning. We bless your name. Oh, Lord God, we give you honor. Lord, we give you honor, Jesus. We honor you, Lord God. We honor the God of our salvation, the God of truth. Amen. The God of life, the God of life. We honor the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you are the way. You know the way because you are the way. Oh, Lord God, keep us in your way, Lord God. Keep us in the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And bless each and every one today. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your truth ring out in our spirits, Lord God, as we go forth on today. Lord God, whether it be our morning or whether it be our evening, let your truth ring forth, Lord God. and give us revelations directly from your throne. Lord God, those things that have been perplexing to us, Lord God, give us understanding. Lord God, that we might stay in the secret place of the Most High and be covered by you, Lord God. You are our hiding place. You are our hero, Lord God. You are our protection, Lord God, from the storm and from the evil that is outside. You are our keeper, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for being my hero, our hero. Thank you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, and we give you praise today. Bless, heal, and deliver your people on today. Lord, we don't always know what we need. We don't always know what we definitely don't know what we don't know. And we don't see what we don't see, and we can't hear what we don't hear. Oh, the Lord, fill in the gaps, Lord God. Fill in the gaps and deliver us, Lord God, from everything, Lord God. Lord God, that was brought forth as by an evil bent. Lord, everything that was sent, that was transferred, that followed us, Lord God, burn up the trail, Lord God, to us, and burn up every evil that has come against us in our lives, Lord God, your name, Lord God, with everything we have within us. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your love, for your kindness toward each and every one of us. And we praise you, Lord God, hallelujah, for victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, Lord God, because the glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord has filled this room. The glory of the Lord has filled our lives. The glory of the Lord is moving on our behalf. And this day shall be, and it is already, glorious. Oh, Lord God, we were created to make your name glorious. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the sound of victory. And I give glory and honor to God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name this morning. I thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray all these things and give glory to the God of our salvation. Amen. Because he is moving on our behalf and through all these things that we don't understand. God is moving. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Amen. We give him glory, honor, and praise because he is God and there is no other. Amen. The enemy tries to come in like a flood. Hallelujah. But the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. His army is greater. His army is stronger. His army is more powerful. And his army has already won the battle. I give glory to God on today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Reminds me. Amen. When I believe it was Elisha. Amen. They were, amen, building, amen, a school of the prophets. Hallelujah, amen. And there was one instance where, amen, as they were building, an axe head was lost. Hallelujah, and the Lord, amen, allowed them to recover it all. They recovered the axe head supernaturally. And another instance, amen, the servant of the Lord, amen, had gone outside and that the armies of the Arameans had come against them. Amen, it had surrounded, amen, their compound, had surrounded their house. Amen, and the servant of the Lord came in and he was distressed, coming into his master, letting them know that we're surrounded. Oh, my God, we're in trouble. We're surrounded by the armies of the Arameans, and they want to destroy us. They have come against us to destroy us. Amen. And Elisha told his servant, amen, amen, that those that are with us, oh, glory to God, those that are with us are greater than those that are with him. And he asked, he prayed for his servant at that time, and he asked the Lord to open his servant's eyes so that he would be able to see the power of God that was surrounding them. And his servant went back and he took another look, and yes, he could still see the might of the army of the Arameans. Oh, but surrounding them was the armies of the Lord that were greater and mightier and more powerful than the armies that were surrounding, amen, them that were seeking to destroy them. Oh, but those that were with them, glory to God, were greater, amen, than those that had come against us. And the same is true for each and every one of us. The enemy has come against us, and he has surrounded us, and it looks like we're about to be destroyed. But the army of the Lord has surrounded our enemy that has surrounded us, and the army of the Lord is greater. Those that are with us are greater than those that are with them. Oh, I give glory and honor to the Lord, because the army, hallelujah, angel army, is surrounding us, surrounding our life, surrounding our circumstances, all in the atmosphere, surrounding the enemy that wants to destroy us. He cannot, because he himself will be destroyed by the army that has surrounded him. Oh, I give glory and honor to the Lord today. God is God. Hallelujah. He is God. Oh, I'm excited in the Lord. Hallelujah. I hear, amen, victory. Hallelujah. I hear, amen, the presence of the Lord moving on our behalf. Amen. I hear the sound of victory. Hallelujah. The sound of victory. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of victory this morning, and I praise God. Hallelujah. We are reading. Excuse me. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties this morning. Amen. Actually, the computer went out altogether, and I had to get on my tablet because it would not even come on. So I am kind of working in a different space as usual, and this thing is not cooperating the way that I would like. Amen. It's not really set up for what I had it doing. Amen. But we're working it out anyhow, and I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. I hear the sound of victory. Amen. Go out through your day knowing that you are victorious. Amen. And all things work together for good. Everything. Amen. Everything that the devil brought, God is turning it on his ear. Amen. And causing it to work out for your good, even as it did for Joseph when his brothers sold him into slavery. Amen. They thought it for evil. Amen. They went back and gave their father a terrible report. They had killed an animal and bloodied up his beautiful coat and presented it to their father as if his son was dead, and caused their father to mourn the death of his son that had been sold into slavery. And Joseph went through many things, amen, until he was finally presented to the Pharaoh to interpret his dream, and the Pharaoh gave him a place of prominence in his kingdom, and he ended up being second to the Pharaoh, even though his brothers had sold him into slavery. Look at God. Look how he turns things around for our good. He turned it for Joseph, and he's turning it for us. Glory to God. He's turning it. He's turning it. He's turning it. Hallelujah. He's turning it for us. Amen. And those same brothers sold him into slavery, had to present themselves to their brother, and they didn't even recognize him at first. They did not recognize that the man who was second to Pharaoh was their brother that they had sold into slavery, and now they had to bow before him and ask him for help, even as Joseph's dreams had told them already. Amen. Glory to God, the Lord. Amen. Turned, amen, that evil on its ear and caused it to work out for Joseph's good. Amen. And God is doing the same thing, amen, in the lives of his people, in my life and in yours. Amen. We bless the Lord. And then we're reading from Revelation 7 through 11. Glory to God. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or in any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants
of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of 1,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever." Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?" And I said to them, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more or thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will separate them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them who were given seven trumpets, another angel having a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, and that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the incense, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunder rings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a large mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of the waters, and the name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpets of the three angels who are about to sound." Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth,
or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. The torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the locust was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. And they had breastplates like the breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots and many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and their stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name of Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard the voice of the four horns of the altar, of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons, women. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, of their sorceries, or their sexual immoralities, or their theft. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head, and his face was like the sun, excuse me, and his feet like the pillars of fire. He had a little book. I'm sorry. Apologies. Like I said, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. All right, let's try that again. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. And he had a little book open in his hand. And he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand, swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the seas and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat it. And
It will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,160 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the pit, bottomless pit, will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now, after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And these were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earthquakes, and great hail. I have read from Revelation chapters 7 through 11. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. Take heed, amen, the prophecies, the warnings that come forth from the Lord. I'm now reading in Acts chapters 27 and 28. Glory to God. And when it was decided that he should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to one named Julius, a centurion of Augustan regiment. So entering the ship of Adramyttium, we put to sea, meaning to sail along the coast of Asia. Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us. And the next day we landed in Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him liberty to go to his friends and receive care. When he was put to sea from there, he sailed from under the shelter of Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And when he had sailed over the sea, which is off Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing to Italy and put us on board. When we had sailed slowly many days and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus, the wind not permitting us to proceed, we sailed under the shelter of Crete off Salmon. Passing it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens near the city of Lasse. Now, when much time had been spent, and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of cargo and ship, but also our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion was much more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul. And because the harbor was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to set sail from there also, if by any means they could reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, opening towards the southwest and northwest, and winter there. When the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, a tempestuous headwind arose called Euroclydon. So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive, and running under the shelter of an island called Clauda, we secured the skiff with difficulty. When they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship, and fearing lest they should run aground on the Syrtis sands, they struck sail, and so were driven. And because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lighted the ship. On the third day, we drew the ship's tackle overboard. We threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, "Men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. However, we must run aground on this certain island.' Now, when the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down in the Adriatic Sea, about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land. And they took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they took soundings again and found it to be 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest they should run aground on the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea, under pretense of putting out anchors from the brow, Paul said to the centurions the soldiers, 'Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved.' Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the skiff and let it fall off. And as day was about to dawn, Paul implored them all to take food, saying, 'Today is the 14th day. You have waited and eaten nothing. Therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall off the head of any of you.' And when he had said these things, he gave bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and took food themselves. And in all, we were 276 persons on the ship. So when they had eaten enough, they lighted the ship and threw out the wheat into the sea. When it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they observed a bay with a beach onto which they planned to run the ship if possible. And they let the anchors go, left them in the sea. Meanwhile, loosing the rudder's rope, and hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for shore. But striking a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the brow struck fast and remained immovable. But the stern was being broken up by the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on parts of the ship. And so it was that they all escaped safely to land. Now, when they had escaped, they then found out the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness. They kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer whom, though he escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live." But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. In that region, there was an estate of the leading citizen of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to him and prayed, and he laid hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. They also honored us in many ways, and when we departed, they provided such things as were necessary. After 3 months, we sailed in an Alexandrian ship whose figurehead was the twin brothers, which had wintered at the island. And landing at Syracuse, we stayed 3 days. From there, we circled around and reached Rhegium. And after 1 day, the south wind blew, and the next day, we came to Puteoli, where we found brethren and were invited to stay with them 7 days. And so we went to Rome. And from there, when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and Three Inns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. Now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him. And it came to pass after 3 days that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So when they had come together, he said to them, "Men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, wanted to let me go, because there was no cause for putting me to death. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have called for you, to see you and speak with you, because for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." Then they said to him, We neither received letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of the brethren came reported or spoken any evil of you, but we desire to hear from you what you think for concerning this sect. We know that it is spoken against everywhere. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, "Go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it." And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Revelation chapter 7 through 11 and Acts chapters 27 and 28. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I admonish each and every one of you today, amen, that you not be as these people who hear and don't understand, they hear the word and they don't understand. They see the works of God before them and they don't perceive because their hearts have grown dull. I pray for you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I lift this people up before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you restore the hearing to their ears and the sight to their eyes. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that hearing they hear indeed, and that seeing they see indeed, that they might be healed by the power of God Almighty. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit reign upon each and every one in each and every household. Lord, change the atmosphere all around us right now in the name of Jesus. Let your angels occupy our space, Lord God, and let the worship of God go forth, Lord God, and let them see the great works of God. Let them see the power of God moving. Let them perceive that it is God and God alone, and no other entity could do the things that you do. There is no other God, only you, Lord God, and Jesus is Lord. Cause them to see, Lord God. Cause them to know. Change their minds, change their hearts, Lord God. Cause them to see, Lord God, the trick of the enemy, every snare, Lord God, every trap and every deception. Cause them to see, Lord God, how they've been blinded and hoodwinked and deceived on every hand, Lord God, by those, Lord God, who were charming and seductive and brought forth a word that seemed to be right. Father, in the name of Jesus, open it up wide before them, Lord God, and cause them to see, Lord God, that they might repent and turn away from their wicked ways and call on your name, Lord God, for in you is life and only in you. Oh, Lord, your word tells us that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Save us, Lord God, from this wicked generation. Save us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, from dullness of hearing, Lord God, and sight. Open it up before us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you open it, and we shall see, Lord God, oh, the mighty works of God that is going forth all around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. I praise God for the mighty works that is going forth, for the victory, the sound of victory, amen, that is ringing out, hallelujah, all over the land. Hear the sound of victory and the victory that is going forth quickly among us. I praise God, amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord, amen. I hope and I do pray that you will continue to join me as we go forth in this journey through a year in the Word, amen.